Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Michie Hamao, in memory of her husband Minoru Hamao and all the other deceased family members. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of Honpo Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Mr. Toyama.
Good morning. I am Piper Toyama, and I'm a member of Jikuen Honganji Temple. I'm also the past president of the Honpo Honganji Mission of Hawaii, an organization that is dedicated to sharing and following the Shin Buddhist path. Specifically, the mission of the Honganji in Hawaii is to share the living teachings of Shin Buddhism so that all beings may enjoy lives of harmony, peace, and gratitude. The critical challenge facing Honganji leaders today is how to achieve our mission in the face of our ever-changing society. To this end, there are many ideas under discussion, and all focus on increasing membership in our temples as the means to our mission. However, when I think about increasing membership as our priority, I realize that this has nothing to do with our mission. Our mission does not say anything about getting more names on our membership lists and more bodies into the temple seats on Sunday. No. Instead, our mission focuses on sharing Buddhist teachings to change the lives of the people in our community for the better. It clearly says that we are to share the living teachings, teachings that are relevant and alive in today's world, so that all beings may enjoy lives of harmony, peace, and gratitude. Gomonchu Kojun Otani opened the door to lay members as sharers of the teaching when he wrote, quote, "It is significantly important to consider how we can approach and reach out to persons who have never had any contact with a Buddhist temple, as well as those who are already involved with one. The Nembutsu teaching remains unchanged, regardless of the changing times in society. However, the methods for transmitting and sharing it needs to evolve and adapt according to social changes. Now is the time for our Honganji institution to utilize our collective wisdom and knowledge for considering approaches to convey the Buddha Dharma to our contemporaries today." Unquote. Gomonchu Otani calls on all of us to be united in our efforts to share the Shin Buddhist teachings. In the spirit of Gomonchu's words, I would like to share the living teachings by telling you a personal story of how the teachings entered my life over 30 years ago. It was in an issue of Hilo Honganji's monthly newsletter, The Buddhist Wheel, that I read a poem by Reverend Hiromi Kawaji entitled, The Importance of Listening. I was so struck by its message, I cut the poem from the newsletter, framed it, and placed it on my desk. This poem sat on my desk when I was head of Parker School in Kamwela on the Big Island, and on my desk for the 10 years I was head of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. And today the poem sits in my home on a bookcase next to my butsudan. From such locations, the poem spoke to me every day, in my most challenging moments, in my happiest moments, in very ordinary moments, and in extraordinary moments. The poem has become a part of every waking moment of my life. So let me share the poem now. The Importance of Listening by Reverend Hiromi Kawaji. When I am attuned to my ego, I see gold nuggets in place of rock, and I thirst for sake instead of water. I disdain the rain on golf day and scorn the scorching sun. I scheme for fame and fortune. I am fretful even in good health. When I am attuned to Shinran-sama, I can discern the beauty of rock as rock and the splendor of water as water. I am glad when it rains and thankful when it shines. I can perceive the joy in every drop of sweat. I am thankful even in sickness. The first stanza of the poem describes what happens when I listen to the chatter of my ego and succumb to its power. It turns the natural conditions of my life into sources of unhappiness. I see my selfish desires instead of the simple reality in front of me. I have complained of rain and of the overly warm days of the summer. I have created disappointment and frustration for myself when my plans have not met with success. And yes, even when I am perfectly healthy, I want more. I want to be thinner. I want more hair on my balding head. I want more muscles on my sagging and aging body. The second stanza describes what happens when I encounter the living teachings. The encounter happens when I listen to the sound of the Buddha's name, as Shinran-sama taught us, Namo Amida Butsu. When I hear the sound coming from my lips, I'm filled with the possibilities and opportunities in my life right before my very eyes. I don't see unhappy moments. Instead, I see moments more clearly just as they are. In gratitude, ordinary moments become extraordinary. The green peaks of the Ko'olau's on a clear day, or its cloud-swept crests on a rainy day, take on added beauty. The water I drink on a hot day tastes incredibly sweeter. My shirt damp with sweat as I work to clean Jikoen Temple are sources of joy and gratitude when I experience them to the sound of Namo Amida Butsu on my lips. However, to be thankful in sickness is a true test of how the teachings can shape my response to life's challenge. To be thankful for the moments of joy and comfort and love is one thing. It is an easy thing. But to be thankful in the moments of suffering, depression, sadness, frustration, and despair is quite another. How do I summon the strength and energy to respond to the darkest moments of my life with gratitude? Reverend Kawaji's poem reminds me that it is in the listening to the sound of Shinran's Namo Amida Butsu on our lips that there is strength to accept life's most difficult moments. Through such acceptance, Reverend Kawaji is able to end his poem with the words, "I am thankful even in sickness." Those who are not familiar with the teachings of Shin Buddhism may wonder, how can the sound of Namo Amida Butsu on our lips transform our response to life? How can it induce us to accept life in all of its joy and all of its suffering? I do not believe there is one and true explanation of Namo Amida Butsu's transformative powers that is equally meaningful to all. Instead, I believe there are many explanations that emerge from each individual experience, and each explanation is meaningful and true for that single person. For me, the sound of Namo Amida Butsu connects me to the physical fact that I am alive. When I hear and say the Buddha's name, Namo Amida Butsu, I pause and check into myself for an instant. I become fully aware of my breathing. I am aware of my senses keeping in touch with the world around me. Then my awareness grows and to include the people who I am connected and love, and those who love me. The sound of Namo Amida Butsu even connects me to the entirety of the universe that surrounds and embraces me. Through this physical experience, I become fully aware of this gift that is my life. Through the awareness of these connections, I am able to accept and be thankful, even in my darkest moments. This is why I love Reverend Kawaji's poem. It turns my attention to the precious life at its most ordinary moments and at its most extraordinary moments. And it reminds me to embrace each one of them. If you want a copy of Reverend Kawaji's poem, contact me via Jikoen Honganji. I will be happy to share this most wonderful poem that has been part of my life for over 30 years. Thank you for allowing me to spend time with you this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Toyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 7th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom hybrid and remembrance service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Michie Hamao, and our speaker, Mr. Piper Toyama. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Kiyonobu Kuwahara of the Berkeley Buddhist Temple and the Jodo Shinshu International Office. Namo Amida Butsu.